Welcome to the presentation of the Krynica Center model from 1862. As you have noticed, the then center of the health resort in no way resembles the modern promenade, and none of the buildings on the model has survived to our times in its place. So let's go back to the beginnings of the health resort. The first mentions of Krynica's springs come from the 18th century. Father Gabriel Rzączyński in his works twice, in 1721 and in 1745, mentioned the existence of healing acidic water springs in the vicinity of Muszyna in the areas belonging to the bishops of Kraków. The Kingdom of Poland was about to collapse and there were no favorable conditions to use the potential of this place. Only under Austrian rule, the district commissioner from Nowy Sącz, Franz Styx von Zaubergen, in 1792, purchased the land with today's main spring for 240 Polish zlotys and ordered wooden lining of two discovered springs and erected the first wooden house for the use of patients who came to be treated. 4 years later, the first scientific analysis of the mineral composition of waters was published by Professor Balthazar Hackett. After 1800, the area of the future health resort became the property of the Austrian government. After another 6 years, a special commission chaired by Professor Schultes ordered the construction of new bathrooms, residential houses, and the appointment of a permanent health resort physician. In addition, the springs were to receive new lining, a park was to be created, and a stone factory was to be established for shipping water. A very important task was to redirect the stream, which often flooded the springs after heavy rainfall. For this purpose, dams were built. A year later, the Austrian authorities officially confirmed the establishment of a health resort and bathing facility in Krynica. For half a century, successive administrators and health resort physicians made efforts to expand the treatment facility. Dr. Franciszek Sztirba von Sztirbitz of Czech origin was particularly well remembered by following generations. His merit was getting in order health resort matters and the first description of Krynica published in Polish. More bathrooms buildings were built, but insufficient funding left Krynica a small, insignificant center. Krynica's development was also hindered by the Napoleonic Wars. After the death of Sztirba von Sztirbitz in 1832, a period of slow decline began. At the beginning of the 1850s, only the engineer Babel with his family and the inn owner Meilig Führer lived in the health resort area, next to the 300-year-old village. The health resort, its buildings were in such a bad condition that the Austrian authorities considered its liquidation and demolition of all buildings. Krynica, however, was lucky with its defenders. The first of them was Dr. Leon Żuławski, then the president of the board of Western Galicia, Count Merkandin. Thanks to their activity, the Austrian authorities gave up the plans to decommission the health resort. A breakthrough turned out to be a commission chaired by Dr. Józef Dietl in 1856, which developed a detailed program of reorganization of the health resort and contributed to the construction of modern health resort facilities. A year later, Dr. Michał Zieleniewski was appointed the health resort physician, who spent almost 30 years of his time and energy on the development of Krynica. A period of dynamic development began for the health resort, and over the next decades, the less frequented place grew to the rank of one of the largest and most important resorts in Poland. Over time, among thousands of guests, you could meet outstanding figures of Polish culture, such as Jan Matejko, Józef Ignacy Kraszewski, Antoni Edward Odyniec, Aleksander Fredro, Henryk Sienkiewicz, Władysław Reymond, Gabriela Zapolska, Artur Grotger, Antoni Gierymski, as well as famous actors with a theater performances such as Helena Modrzejewska and Ludwik Solski. So let's go back to 1862 and look at the building standing on the promenade at the time. Let's go to the right side of the model, showing the southern side of the health resort. In the foreground, number one, you can see the building of the second oldest bathrooms, built in 1810 and significantly enlarged in 1820. Due to the location, These bathrooms were called nad potokiem, by the stream. Inside the building, along a central corridor, there were rooms on one side and bathrooms on the other one. Patients bathed in bathtubs, to which water was supplied from the spring, previously heated by four-cornered cauldrons, the presence of which forced the construction of huge chimneys visible on the roof. Heating the water was not the best solution, as the water was losing its mineral value. The treatment was provided for regular baths for several days, but as the anecdote goes, one of the Hungarian guests decided to take one bath, but as long as all baths taken together for several days. To make this exceptional long bath pleasurable, he went to the cabin with an adequate supply of wine, Hungarian of course. When in 1866 new bathrooms, which we now call the old mineral bathrooms, were put into use, the nad potokiem building was transformed into the bazaar, the second in the history of Krynica. The building was finally demolished in 1896. Parallel to the nad potokiem bathrooms, there was another similar bathroom building, number 2, built in the second decade of the 19th century. It looked almost identical inside, with central corridor, cabins on one side and rooms on the other. When the decision to build modern bathrooms was made, the building was demolished in the mid of 1860s. On the right side, number 3, you can see the foundations of the newly built mineral baths designed by Felix Książarski. They were put into use in 1866 and are still in use today. They are known as the old mineral bathrooms. Now let's go left to the middle of the model. In the foreground, number 4, we can see the building of the oldest baths built in 1801-1808. It had only 10 rooms and the same number of bathroom cabins. With a small but systematically growing number of guests coming for treatment in the first half of the 19th century, the facility was deemed insufficient and more bathrooms were built, from which we started our tour of the model. Among the growing number of people coming for treatment, there were many representatives of the Jewish population who needed separate bathrooms for ritual reasons. As the larger bathrooms were built, the oldest and smallest bathrooms were left for the use. For the needs of Jewish guests, a ritual kitchen was added, and in 1856 it was combined with a small residential building. Just 4 years later, these bathrooms were closed and converted into the first building of the bazaar with shops. In 1866, the building was demolished. Opposite the building of the former first bathrooms, we can see another two smaller objects. Particular attention is paid to the characteristic pavilion and the so-called Chinese tile, number 5, that covered the main source. The building in the shape of a gazebo, with a covered promenade, due to its shape sometimes called a guitar, was designed and built by Johannes Burgaller in 1808. The main spring, like the village wells, was lined with stone and sidewalk round around it. Three steps led to the source. There were benches for rest between the pillars supporting the roof. When in 1870 the construction of a new spring's cover with a sidewalk designed by Felix Książarski was completed, the gazebo was dismantled and moved to Słotwiny, where after a partial reconstruction, it still stands in Słotwiński Park by the Słotwinka Spring. Behind the main spring pavilion, on the slope of the park mountain, you can see a small building of the first church, or rather the chapel of the Transfiguration, number 6. Built in the years 1826-1827, it was used to celebrate masses for patients by a priest who came especially for this purpose from nearby Muszyna. According to sources from that time, the chapel was so small that only a priest with other servers could be found inside while the faithful gathered under the roof of the pavilion of the mainspring. The chapel existed until 1864, when a new wooden chapel under the same invocation was erected nearby on the slope of the park mountain. Let's take a look at a small building, number 7, located to the left of the bazaar building, that is the oldest old bathrooms. It was the newest facility built on the promenade a year earlier in 1861. It was a wooden pavilion for the Health Resort Orchestra called the Pavilion for Music. It was here that the sounds of music resounded for the pleasure of Krynica's guests. In 1878, the wooden structure was replaced with an iron one made in Krakow plant of the Zieleniewski family, relatives of Dr. Michał Zieleniewski. When work on the construction of the Health Resort House began, which we now call the Old Health Resort House, the iron pavilion for musicians was moved to the other side of the promenade in the place where the brick concert shell built in 1926 is located. In our journey through Krynica, we slowly move to the left end of the model, the northern part of the promenade. In the foreground, you can see a large single-story L-shaped building, number 8. This is the so-called Pod Barankiem, the lamp house. It was established in 1817 on the site of the former stables, and for many years it became the focal point of all major artistic events, performances of theatrical groups, including Helena Modrzejewska, balls, banquets, and celebrations of important events. Despite the fact that the lamp house designed by Johannes Burgalar was small, cramped, and the rooms were too low, it found its way into numerous memories of Krynica of those times, described with nostalgia, sometimes with amusement, when inconvenience became the cause of funny situations. In 1863, the lamp house was expanded with a new wing, with a kitchen, a pastry shop, and a veranda, but like the pavilion for musicians, it had to give way to the future Health Resort House. Only the new kitchen extension was not demolished in 1888, and was pulled down later in the 1920s. Four buildings are visible on the opposite side of the promenade. These are from the left. The houses: Poplar's House, Swiss House, Trumpet House, and Black Eagle House. The Black Eagle House, number 9, was the first stone building to be built in Krynica. For this reason, it was initially known as the Stone House. Built between 1804 and 1806 by Johannes Burgalar, it housed Andrei Rota's first inn and the Health Resort's first guest rooms. The model shows the house after the reconstruction in 1858, when a second wing was added from the main spring site and the roof was reworked to increase the number of guest rooms. The Black Eagle House, also called the Eagle House for short, was for a time the seat of the gendarmerie, but most of all it hosted the Nitribit family pharmacy in its gates until the end of its existence. The building, older than the other three houses, also disappeared as the last of the objects shown on the model. It happened in 1939 when the new Health Resort House, Nowy Dom Zdrojowy, which was being built in its back room, was ready for commissioning. The other three houses, Poplar's House, Swiss House, Trumpet House, number 10, were built simultaneously in the so-called Swiss style in the years 1858-59, and were a symbol of Krynica's recovery from the crisis and the period of decline. The middle of the buildings, the Trumpet House, was burned down in 1861, but was rebuilt the following year. Inside these houses, apart from guest rooms, there are shops on the ground floor, and periodically the seat of the Krynica post office. Like the older neighbor, the Black Eagle House, the buildings were demolished in connection with the completion of the construction of the new Health Resort House. It happened earlier in the early 1930s. We are slowly finishing our walk along the promenade in Krynica from 1862. If any of the guests who visited Krynica in that year returned after 20 years, they would have seen the promenade very changed, with new, more impressive buildings of the mineral baths, pump room with a new covered walkway over the main source, Health Resort House, and mud baths under construction. If the same visitor could travel in time to our time, he would not be able to recognize this place. Where the houses, Poplar's House, Swiss House, Trumpet House, and Black Eagle House stood, he would see a lawn and a square along the New Halvers old house. Well, there was a square next to the Black Eagle house, and we can see a fountain on the model, he would have noticed the building of the concert show. Instead of a chapel in one of the bathroom buildings, he would see the main pump room. Looking at the main source, instead of being covered with a wooden pavilion, he would see the source covered with a glass structure in front of the pump room. The view on the other side of the promenade would have been amazed no less. While there were the lamp house and bathrooms at Potokiem, he would see the lawn and alleys with benches, and where there were the oldest bathrooms and the pavilion for music, he would see the monumental new Renaissance edifice of the Health Resort House, which over the years became the old Health Resort House. Contrary to the case of Krynica from 1862, who did not have a chance to travel back in time, thanks to the model you can make a journey into the past and then go for a walk along the contemporary promenade and try to imagine where the buildings that no longer exist were located, what they looked like, and how visitors to Krynica lived 160 years ago. Thank you for your attention, and we wish you a pleasant stay in Krynica and the charming surroundings.